Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fan Podcast. I am your host, Megatron, and I am joined by my personal star scream, Actively Lazy, Alan Sandridge, the birthday boy, IBS Jesus. How are you today?
I'm great, man. I made it through a weekend and I didn't get muted. I didn't get banned. It's looking up.
It's progress. It's definitely progress. We're going to start out with our headlines. We had Georgia versus Clemson. So much going on in college sports college football with pretty good matchups. I like the Ohio State-Minnesota matchup. We had Wisconsin and Penn State. We had this one. We had the fake one between Miami and Alabama. Everybody knew what was going to happen. So there were some pretty good matchups. But this was the big one. What was your takeaway from UGA versus Clemson?
Man, listen, I did not expect any of that from Clemson's offense. Georgia is no secret, honestly. Like, what they do is no secret. I'm not even shocked at how dominant the defense was. Like, these are things that you expect. But if you had told me that Georgia wouldn't score an offensive touchdown and still beat Clemson, I would have never believed that. And so I'm definitely impressed with the defense on both sides of the ball, but I still say that, you know, as far as it goes for the Bulldogs, like, their sights have to always be on Bama, and they'll never beat Bama without scoring points. So they just have to fix that. And they got plenty of time to get around to that. So I'm going to be watching them all season.
Yeah, my takeaway, and I think a lot of people just talking shit just because they're jealous because their team probably wasn't in the marquee spot, but it's early. You had a new quarterback for Clemson, a lot of new players. And Georgia had some transition too, but even though they lost like seven players in the secondary, and they still just look phenomenal, not necessarily their secondary, but just their defense. I think to take away too much from that is unfair, especially with it being low scoring, but sometimes it just be like that. And especially with early in the season, it's more likely that elite defenses are going to be ahead of elite offenses because there's just too many things that can go wrong with offense. So I just thought it was a good game. I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised by the low scoring, but I wasn't surprised by who won. And it's a big win for Georgia and Kirby Smart. Now, are they going to muck it up later on? I think so. But but for now, they get to crow. And we had our resident superstar, Jay Holler. This goes back for years and years and years. I've never seen so many Georgia fans as I did after that game in this group.
Me neither.
I just knew it was Keith, and I knew it was Jay. And I did know that, is it Kevin Nichols, Keith's friend?
Yeah, so
I know. So the Georgia fans, said a little bit about it.
The Georgia fans I know, obviously Holla, Keith, Kevin Nichols, and then I think there's a guy, Trevor, is in there. He's always had
everything Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And way back, some of Jay Holla's friends, like Langston Jackson, who periodically does it. But he's not, you know, and I don't blame him because he's in and out of the group. But I saw dudes I never even knew their name. They're talking about when Jay Holla was doing posts, they're like all over things. I'm like, wow, yeah. I didn't know there were this many Georgia fans. But to his credit, and then there was something that happened. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Daniel LeClair, he came on and wanted to mute Holla just for, he wanted to unload his clip of Commish for the Day perks on Holla so Holla couldn't speak on it after the game. And I said, you don't think he deserves a right to defend himself because he takes so much shit? You don't think that it's fair that he gets to defend himself, you know? And then he took it back, but I don't think he took it back. I don't know why he took it back, but he took it back.
Listen, I have the utmost respect for Holla, man, my birthday brother, because honestly, the amount of shit he takes and without offering people the fade, even if he couldn't fight, I don't know if he can fight or not, but the fact that he's just so calm about it and just so patient and waiting on his turn to get it back, I mean, you got to let him have his words, man. People have been on Holla in Georgia since I first got in the group, and it has never let up, ever. I mean, there's people that don't even watch college football that will comment and just take a swipe at him just because they don't like Holla. Yeah. There'll be people that hate the Cowboys, and they'll find a reason to jump in on the Georgia hate just to see him bleed. That's all they want. And I'm with you. just understand though, it takes a special person to verbally spar with Holla, because when he comes back, he gonna come for your jugular. He's already got one body on him for getting him literally kicked out of the group. Like, he made the guy go crazy, and he's working on my boy Patrick. So I'm not sure if Patrick will make it through the season, because I got Georgia beating Florida too, and that's gonna be even worse because of all the shit he taught last year. So you know, LeClaire, he's a Michigan fan, man. He's hurt too. He just want to share that misery with somebody.
And I thought the funniest thing is that most guys can't take the heat, you know, and he can always take the heat. But when the group first started, and this is even before you came, it was all about the Cowboys. But then as Georgia became more relevant, Holla started bragging more about Georgia and pushing that narrative maybe as much. And it really was like the indirect, but definitely when Kirby came, he got hype and he really let his Georgia flag fly. And he's been very vocal, maybe even more vocal about Georgia than the Cowboys. So I think Georgia is actually the bigger draw with Holla than the Cowboys, but I never thought I'd be able to say that. But yeah, and there are more targets to hit with the Cowboys. You can hit me, you can hit Maurice, you can hit Jay, but with Georgia, he's the most vocal guy other than Keith, and it's no fun hitting a pinata, in my opinion.
Yeah. So when I shoot at Dallas, I typically spray the whole room. I'm looking to hit all y'all. So yeah, you're right. Like with Georgia, and that was what my post was about earlier too. Like, I'm not trying to discourage any fandom. You know, I always like to promote people to cheer for their team. But at the end of the day, don't think you're on the same level as Holla. Like, when people say they hate Georgia, or when people make these subliminal posts, it's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. It's always about Holla. And he knows that too. Even if he doesn't comment, he's screenshotting and keeping an eye on it. So I also wanted to say too that you know, I kind of warned them. You kind of warned them too. Like, this is how it is. Once college football season starts, it gets crazy in the group, and we haven't even hit NFL yet or NBA, which is probably going to be even crazier this year.
Yeah, it gets very ruthless. And we have, man, I'm so tired of talking about this story, man. And it's only, I know it's the story because it's this summertime, but Naomi Osaka, bruh, I give up. I know I've been talking about this tough love stuff, but this is a girl, she on TV crying. I can't deal with it, bruh. Don't make her do it. I was a teacher for 20 years. Sometimes students just not up for what you bring to the table, and you just let them get away with the bare minimum because they can't handle it. I can't dog her, man. I can't even hold her to that standard. She's not okay right now.
Yeah, I might have been a little harsh on the thread when I was talking to Jordan, and I think I made a post about it too. It's just frustrating on my part, somebody who works with people who have like issues mentally, like just in general with stress, anxiety, depression, things like that, just to see how she's deteriorated right in front of our eyes, in the public's eyes, you know, like it's been a gradual deterioration, and it's just unfortunate that she keeps finding herself in this position. And I'm like, I told him, I just question, like, who's making her feel like she's obligated to do these things? Because whoever that is needs to be kicked out of her circle. Like, she needs to take a real break. If you can't have an actual conversation without breaking down and crying, like, we've got issues, man. And she's young, you know, she's very young. And
I've been trying to catch a little bit of the U.S. Open off and on, but she was crying during the match, evidently.
Yeah, like, so they just, somebody needs to help her.
But even like, people, the only thing I don't like, I mean, I'm big on mental health. Like, but I don't think I don't like, because you can't assume every time she has a breakdown, it's mental health. Sometimes people get upset. If she's not saying, she said the press conferences gave her mental health problems or whatever, and you know she's struggling, but like, I'm not gonna say it's mental health every time. I don't know. Sometimes people just go through shit, man. It's up and downs of life. Like,
I'm still gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and say it is mental health, just because, you know, like she was talking about, like, she doesn't get any satisfaction out of tennis anymore. Like, something that she used to enjoy. Like, it's just like little things, like little things that she said.
I ain't say, but sometimes I'm saying that this is just normal life. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not necessarily, we don't have to go to the mental health. I guess it depends on what you mean by that. When somebody says mental health, to me, that's a they're deteriorating to the point of them being suicidal or not wanting to live or just being in a deep, dark depression. And now, the ups and downs of life, that's just part of life, how that sucks. And you might have struggles and, you know, she's just going through something, you know? And I just, I wish her the best, but I'm definitely not trolling to be crying like that. I can't, not trolling, but I was trying to hold it to a standard, but damn, I can't do it.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad for real. Like, yo, you're a real asshole. Crying and you trashing her. You're a real asshole.
Yeah, no, I can't do that, man. That's a woman. God damn. And also, I try to listen to her whole interviews, and she's being thoughtful about it and trying. She tried to say last time after she cried and came back with the guy, she talked about like how she felt and what had sparked that and everything. And these people are very not well-rounded. Tennis is their whole life. So to try to get them to figure out what's going on in their life is hard because they've been pushed since they were babies to be tennis people, man. And it might not be for her. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. But moving on, because that was too much. You and Jay Paula share a birthday. And this was the first year it was acknowledged. Congratulations, sir. 7 years.
Man, fuck you.
You finally got a birthday. For those that don't know, When and this too, this is part of pushing through the group and being a man. People cry about all the things.
Oh my God.
When you first got started, I said your birthday is the next day because this is holiday. And you took it. You complained, you got revenge, said other things, whatever. I think if I did that to somebody now, they would cry.
It's a different time, yeah. I mean, the first thing I did was I just started moving other people's birthdays to the day after, just out of revenge. I don't think people caught on to that at first, but that was my coping mechanism. And it made it even worse because Hollywood paraded around too. And then it wasn't even the fact that you were doing it. Like, I didn't care for your admiration. I just wanted to be equal to Hollow or greater than. Like, it just pissed me off.
And he was the star of the group, you know? He was
the group.
When he came in and you were the upstart. So you had the pecking order. And you surpassed.
People need to know a little bit more about the origin story at some point. Because I do think people sometimes see where we are now and don't realize that I used to be the annoying person that you would probably have muted or kicked out the group on a regular basis.
That was if we came back and then all this great stuff happened. I didn't even remember kicking you out. You had to tell me. You were posting a lot. And
I was spam bot. I was the original spam bot.
This dude posts a lot. And then I was like, okay. But you had good, you would do those little segments and stuff and they were creative. I said, oh, okay. I see some potential. Vince fired the
Philly group.
Right? Vince fired Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels came to WWE, they got in a fight at the bar when they were in a tag team and they cut him. And then they came back and Shawn Michaels fan, Shawn Michaels. These things happen in real life.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, I had to get into it. That's a good compliment, boy, for wrestling here. Then racial news. We had a lot of racial news. You had one, Trey Young, with just a horrible take. I mean, just, I guess he, what did he say? Drake was the GOAT now, Jay-Z?
I mean, he implied it, and he was just asking, when are we going to start putting Drake ahead of Jay-Z? And the answer to that is never. I mean, Corey has an argument for it, I think, and I'm pretty sure he said it once before. And like I told him, and like I would have said to Trey, I'm okay with equal to, but I will never say greater than. Like, I mean, it's just, no. Can't do it. And Donovan Mitchell was on his neck immediately. Like, shut up.
The person said, this is why Luka better than you. Somebody responded to him. Bro, Luka. Version of hip hop. But the people I do know are the top people. And I'm going to listen to these. I know these two albums came out last week. I'll probably listen to them in 6 months to a year. But it might be 2 years, but I will listen to them. I think I just listened to Kanye's The Religious album. I think I listened to it 6 months ago. How long ago did that come out? But I'm going to listen. I do it with all music, though, so it's not just hip-hop. I don't listen to new music. I'm an old school dude. But yeah, Trey.
I like both albums.
Team Light Skin. I might listen to Kanye's before I do. I don't love Drake, but I don't hate him. Like, some people hate him. But I mean, he's talented, but I don't love him. He's got like one one banger per CD or whatever, showing my age, but per album that I like. Mm-hmm. And whereas, you know, Kanye, I might like half of them. But
I think the bar was really high for Drake. I think people's expectations was like, just, I don't know if he could have put out anything that would have made the masses go, oh, this shit is fire, like, yeah, universally. Like, he was bound to get knocks. Whereas Kanye, I mean, people already assume Kanye's a nutcase anyway. So I don't think there was any expectations for Kanye. They just was like, is there even an actual album? Because he kept delaying it. So.
Never know there's an album. Although one of my favorite posts or memes in the other group, the Peppa the Pig account trolled Kanye because it had a 6.5 Pitchfork rating and Kanye's had 6.6. And they said we didn't have to have a live party to get that point.
Yeah. The listening party.
I was like, wow. Peppa the Pig is trolling. They deleted it too. They should have stuck with it. I thought it was funny.
Nah, Kanye crazy, bro.
You might want to chill out, even though he might go off on the Peppa the Pig did count. There was a meetup that happened. And there's a good story about Marcus, Team Nickel News.
Team Nickel News. My boy Marcus, man, bless his heart, yo. He's funny. So he showed up to the meetup, like he scheduled the meetup. So everybody needs to know. He came up with this idea. He was going to do this meetup. The time moved to 3:30, which everybody agreed on. Me and Chase actually got together at noon. We watched the noon games and then left his house to meet Marcus and everybody at 3:30. Chase called it. Marcus was not on time. He was actually like 30 minutes late. Showed up. He ordered food. Correct. He ordered a drink. Yeah, he ordered food, he ordered a drink. Our waitress, who was more on the, like, Amy Schumer, she was like a little bigger than Amy Schumer, but a little smaller than Lizzo.
I don't know who most, but that's, Marcus has sent us stuff in group chats, and that's his style.
Nah, I don't think this was his style, but let's just be real. She wasn't very, like, friendly until he showed up, and then she was like throwing out hints like, yeah, I get off at 5 and I'm going to go drink. So we were all just kind of like, what the hell? She won't talk like that before Marcus got here. And then she left at like 5, and then Marcus said he had to leave because he locked his mom out and he was going to go get her the keys and come back by the time the Clemson game came on. And then at halftime of the Clemson game, he said he'll be there in 20 minutes. And then, I mean, I still ain't seen him. So I don't know where he is. He's posting on Facebook, so I know he's alive.
Look,
and he was in the chat talking football, but I don't know.
Your business is all I can say.
Find the waitress, people. Find the waitress.
We need to get an interview with the waitress. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good little story there, Marcus. Hey, he organized college football meetup, so good for him, even though he didn't see that. We had other news and racial news, Team Light Skin versus Team Dark Skin. I guess we don't say that because that sounds horrible, but the darkies. Tyrese said basically that it was a Hollywood conspiracy and colorism that he wasn't getting as many roles as Terrence Howard.
Man, I thought we disowned this Negro when he was crying, like 2 years ago. Remember that? He was like all over the means. I think he was crying about his daughter.
Yes,
because something about they wouldn't let him see him. Anyway, he was having a breakdown. Man, that's just dumb, yo. Like, I don't even have a comment for that. Like, where is this coming from?
He doesn't have the talent. He doesn't have a drop of talent that Terrence Howard does as far as an actor, Oscar-nominated actor. I don't remember if he won for Hustle and Flow, but nominated, maybe won. Terrence Howard has range as a good actor, and Tyrese is like a Transformer type actor if he's lucky, and like a black movie Tyler Perry kind of guy, maybe slightly better than a Tyler Perry actor. Like,
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why he picked Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard is actually with the shits, man. So he might want to have this conversation in person in private, because you call him out in public, like, he really will confront you.
That was just weird, just out of nowhere. But he may be trying to be relevant or whatever. The Washington football team, the John Does, as you call them, have
a
white corner. Not sure how you say his name, and he wasn't good enough for me to look it up. Troy Apike, first white cornerback since Jason Seahorn in the early 2000s. But Washington football teams, fans are very quick to tell me he's not starting. He's special teams.
Don't matter. He listed as a cornerback. He on the roster. They just always got to do something off the wall, man. They just always got to be different. How you gonna have a white man be the poster child of your defensive backs? He don't start. And you still don't got a fucking name for your team. Why don't you take care of the name first? Can we get a name for the team before we start talking about the players?
They in fight too on the website on Pro Football Reference, he's a safety. But if you go all the way to the depth chart on Washington Redskins, on the Washington Redskins account, then you will see that finally he's listed as a corner. The third corner, like the third slot corner. but he's not hitting on much. But hey, maybe he can get some endorsements out of it. Maybe he can appeal to the MAGA crowd. He can bring him back to football. I don't know. Sam Howell, I can never get past it. Sam Howell Award, because spell H-O-U-G-H. I hope that's not a Jewish thing, Sam. I'm not trying to insult your people, but Sam Howell Catfish Award, I'm trying to insult you personally, goes to Bishop Sycamore Fake High School. Well, I guess it goes to ESPN for getting fooled by a fake high school. I mean, what happened to journalism, ESPN?
All right, black people, you should never feel ashamed if you can't pronounce a white person's name, because they never pronounce our names right. They always shorten our shit. I go by Alan in my everyday life. I've been shortened to Al, to A, to Lynn. They don't say your whole damn name.
You're shorting Ronnie.
You make up shit.
You're talking Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, that's not my name.
So you whatever we call you, damn it. ESPN sucks. It just sucks. Like, how are they a part of Disney? Like, how are they a part of this like media machine and they just don't do anything right? What does ESPN do right? They don't hire right. They don't vet their hires right. They don't report accurately.
One thing they actually do right is the production of the games, like the actual televising production stats during the games. They're pretty flawless. And this one is high school.
No, they don't. They didn't even have Travion Henderson's name right. Or they didn't have the damn score right in the game. So what do they do right?
I don't even know.
What do they do right? Was that even ESPN? It might have been Fox. It doesn't matter. It was Fox.
So you slander.
They all just get away with it. And people continue to watch it because it's like our only options. And they take everything that these idiots say is gospel. And it's just somebody like me just hitting Google and then just copying and pasting. That's all it is.
I don't know how they had like 25-year-old dudes out there playing. Like, it's ridiculous. And they still got smoke.
Grown-ass men. You can look at the team and tell they're not fucking teenagers, bro. Like, how are they fooling people? Like, how? How are they able to fool people all the way up to high school? I mean, to get on TV? And then the crazy part about it was, like, it was that the coach had warrants on him, I think is what really blew up their spot. Yeah. So if the coach didn't have warrants, then they would still be out here getting their ass beat by five stars.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. Nobody knew. Like, I don't understand. ESPN is hitting new lows. Nobody seems to want to work there. They've had an excess of talent. They lost. Rachel Nichols is gone, but Dan Levitard left, Colin Cowherd left, Skip Bayless left, your boy Stephen A. making power moves, his Max. Next thing you know, Max will be gone. It's crazy, man.
The fact that they're building their
whole
base,
but yeah,
their whole network on Stephen A. is fucking trash.
All they just gave up. All they care about is clickbait. They just won. Yeah. That's all. They don't even care. Whatever. It's like, whatever. He makes the most outlandish things. He's the best at it. Let's go with him. It's pitiful, man. And the Keating table is back. And our first person sitting at the kitty table or team is the U. Were you surprised at all?
Was I surprised? I was surprised that it was only 27, yes. Or maybe a little under 27 at the half. Like, bro, I was being very nice during the podcast, the college football podcast. I was very nice in the group when people were talking about it. I was even nice to my boy Twan. That's my man, yo. We good friends. I was very nice to him. I let him say his piece, let him say why he thought they were going to win. I even let my damn co-host pick Miami to cover. And I'm still here to tell people, this is Alabama. Wake up, folks. Like, what the hell are you doing? You don't bet against Alabama. You don't talk shit about Alabama. Derek King out here giving them bulletin board material in July. Like, yo, Nick Saban's crazy. And that trickles down to his team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't give these people motivation. They beat the shit out of mine. They beat Miami so bad. My man Ed Reed looked like the Popeyes lady, yo. It was still on the sideline. Like, is anybody heard from Michael Irvin? Did they check on him?
I haven't heard any statements from Michael. He's probably somewhere.
I need a wellness check. I need a wellness check for Michael Irvin. I need a wellness check for Ian Harrison. I need a wellness check for my man Wendell. I definitely need a wellness check. Yeah. We need wellness checks.
Why are they even scheduling Alabama? Like, you're not there. Why? Why are you doing it?
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. They volunteered for that. I know Alabama didn't come out there looking for them. They don't want to play them. Like, it's not worth their time. And they're not even a big enough name to really generate any buzz.
Yeah,
at
this point, yeah,
like,
they really aren't.
Yeah.
The people that care about them are the people still hanging on and became fans when, they're all, in some ways, they're kind of like the Cowboys, except for the Cowboys do kind of sort of make the playoffs every now and then. But it's very similar. It was like the mystique is just not seeming like they're coming back. And we had some fines. Poor Jamal Bramble. He's had a good run with Clemson. I don't think he's ever had a day where Clemson was really humiliated on the page since he's been on the page. But yesterday was that day.
We were
talking stuff to Jamal too.
I will say this, last year when Dabo said Ohio State was ranked 11th and they got their ass beat, that was a pretty rough day, but not like this.
I was trying to I forgot, but Dabo was talking trash. I forgot that because they lost in the playoffs, but yeah, I did forget they were talking trash. They shouldn't even be ranked because they didn't play all the games and all that stuff. So yeah, but this was even worse because that was a playoff.
Yeah, it was.
And you gave a $1 million fine for giving Jay Holla energy. And he was doing some spinning. He definitely was doing some spinning and shucking and jiving to explain that loss.
There's no explanation for that bullshit, man. Tony Elliott, Dabo, both need their neck slap. Venables and that defense did everything they could do to keep them in the game the entire game. And the offense just couldn't get it done. Yeah. The offense even got a short field. They got an interception, got a short field, and still couldn't push it in the end zone. Matter of fact, they got down to the red zone, and they passed three straight times instead of at least trying to, like, attempt to run the ball or work some kind of different set. Like, it just looked like bullshit, for real. Like, I didn't see a lot of RPO that they do.
Blitzes were day one install blitzes. Like, you got two linebackers and they just cross and you can't pick that up.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. Like, that should be pretty simple stuff, but I guess they throw in a lot of looks at them. But damn, it was not a good showing. I do think it was a lot about the defense, but damn, Clemson just, ugh. And I find Patrick McIntosh, I forgot how bad Patrick is during college football. He gave out his grades from yesterday. He gave Bama an A, Penn State an A, who could barely score, Wisconsin a C, Michigan a B, Florida a B. He gave LSU an F, okay. UCLA an A, Texas a B, OU a C minus, Georgia a F. Did Georgia just beat Clemson and you gave them an F? I don't understand the logic. Where's the logic for that?
My man is going through some things right now, man. Like,
he knows that Georgia's probably going to beat Florida, and he had that meme last year that was absolutely funny. The L meme that showed the path from Jacksonville back to Athens.
Yeah,
that was a good one. But boy, I mean, I'm not gonna stand in front of this bullet for you. Like, shoot, I know how Holla is. My beef with Holla is my beef. I don't be jumping in to save nobody else. I ain't got time for it. You gotta fend for yourself. And unfortunately for Patrick, it's gonna look like Bama versus Miami.
It ain't gonna be good. It's not gonna.
And then you need to apologize.
You see that post that I posted? They had the guy that came, the defensive tackle, is about 420 pounds, and he came to the campus 480
pounds. Oh, yeah, the big dude. Like,
bro, how you want to go after somebody's program? You got people like that. I don't care what kind of recruit he was. You 400 pounds, you cannot play football at a high level. I'm sorry. Like, how are you going to move? It's not healthy. I don't even. He got to get down at least 360, something like that. But that is ridiculous. And we did have a game ball. Our boy, Brian Alivar, he said, all right, Saltine. He actually inboxed me to ask me about it. He said, all right, Saltines and Nichols, like, yesterday I had a casual conversation with RC, and it's downright offensive. We don't have a nickname for us Latinos and Hispanics. So let's go, fucking amigos. And we had a lot of good choices, a lot of good suggestions. I think we came up with Abian Deportes as a name, where we had a lot of good ones. We had a lot of offensive ones in typical IBS fashion, but it was good that he came up with it. But honestly, our Hispanic contingent is really, Patrick doesn't claim Hispanic, even though that's clearly what he is. And even though he doesn't speak Spanish, he doesn't embrace the culture, but we don't have enough Hispanics to keep it going. Cause it was like Team Amigos or Team Migos or whatever, but it's like four or five dudes that's Hispanic in the group, so it never kicks. And I don't want to be offensive, you know. I like to get feedback from a culture, well, trying to make fun of them. I don't care about white people.
Yeah, I don't care about white people either, how they feel. But I feel like we got a Latino population. It's just that they are too busy, you know, working, so they can't post.
I personally like Team Undocumented, but for some reason,
That's offensive.
He didn't like that. Everybody else liked it, but he didn't like it. He said, but man, I'm Puerto Rican, we legal. Like, bro, I'm black, and I still get, you know, and I never committed a crime for real, and I get stopped by the police. I'm supposed to be in the same tribe as Tyler Perry and what's his name? Lil Nas X. Like, that's supposed to be in my tribe. Like, so no, we all get stereotyped, bro. We know Hispanic people in this country known for being illegal. I'm sorry, that's the stereotype. I'm working with you, brother, to make it better.
All I gotta say is that the representation that the Latinos have in the group for our actual documented Latinos is Junior and Ben, but our undocumented ones are actually very funny and contribute to the group, like Sebastian. So
Sebastian is the goat.
He's in the country. No. We really got to stop with this, man. You know this man is working for the FBI. He speaks English too well. He knows too much about our culture. He told me he was watching shit on like TV, like old reruns and old replays of like football or basketball, and that's why he got his fandom for his teams. But like, his rosters are more up to date than Keith, and Keith lives in Georgia.
How do you live in Peru and you're a Denver Broncos fan? Bro.
Yeah.
Sleeper cell.
And you know the roster top to bottom.
He really does.
He be talking about these dudes like Jeff talk about the college kids. Like, he got a legitimate, like, book on everybody.
He's such a nice guy.
I'm not believing none of this bullshit about Sebastian being – he might be from Peru, but he probably live in D.C., and we just don't know it. So –
he just went back to the country for the Voice Peru.
Yeah.
Trying to see if he can win it.
And for real, nobody can verify if that shit was real. It's probably just somebody recording it, and it's just part of a grand scheme to, like, because I'm on his trail, to throw us all off. Like, look, he was in Peru. Yeah, all right.
Oh, man. I did see, before we go, I don't know if you saw, I hope you saw the video of the week, the Los Angeles Dodgers fight. It appeared to be a saltine.
Oh yeah.
But brother, strong for saltine. But it appeared to be a saltine down there and starting to fight. Well, I don't know if you're starting to fight, but let me try to be fair. They were arguing back and forth with a melanin brother that was had the high ground. Clearly this saltine doesn't watch Star Wars because he tried to go up the bleachers head first and the nickel tore his head up. I don't know if he's heard the story of Anakin and Obi-Wan, but he had the high ground, bro. At least Anakin like tried to jump over. This dude actually put his head down and tried to get up the bleachers like an old lady or something.
Listen. If a man puts his hands up, like, all right, bro, whatever you say, don't walk towards him unless you want to fight. That's what I'm saying. Like, this dude threw his hands up, was like, all right, I'm done talking, essentially. And the other guy tried to step over the chair. Like, I'm not gonna wait to see what you're trying to do once you step over the chair either. Yeah. So he fired off and
I can't obviously he was coming up there. That was a good reason. No, bro.
Yeah.
Don't come
up. Yeah, he got leverage too. Like, that's on you. And then you know, talking to Dalton, trying to explain to him that, you know, when people fight, they fight. It's not really a rule. Like, if I
swing on you. Point. Was he talking about somebody from the side coming in getting punches, or just that he shouldn't have hit the dude? Or
it was a guy sitting next to the gentleman that threw the punches. I think his friend was sitting next to him, and he started hitting the same guy. But like I was telling him, the dude looked kind of big, and these dudes look kind of small. If I run up on Dupree and Patrick, I expect to get jumped or shot. Like, I don't expect it to be a fair fight. Matter of fact, anybody I fight in a setting that's not controlled, I'm not anticipating it being fair. Like, what is this? Like,
it's not brilliant to fight somebody that got people with it anyway. It's not a brilliant. You know, it's one thing with a grocery store. If you at like a convenience store, you get a fight with it. Some of these confrontations one-on-one. But if you gotta know that, I wouldn't do it, but you gotta know that some people, they roll with their people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of crazy. I've jumped in the crowds and hit people. I've done the Larry Holmes where I run and drop kick my man. You remember that video where he ran and drop kick Trevor? I think it was Trevor Berbick.
Oh yeah, Larry Holmes.
Yeah, Larry, that's one of my favorite videos ever. Yeah, I'll post this later in the group once you run the clip back or whatever. I'll make sure I post the link to it so people can see what I'm talking about. But I've been that kind of crazy to just dive into a crowd to get one person, but I got my ass beat after that, and I anticipated that. Like, it's not a there's no such thing as fairness in fighting in the streets or in an uncontrolled environment. You want fair, you go in the ring or you go in the octagon.
I mean, I'm not big on cheap shots, like, but it's not a cheap shot if you're coming at me and your defense is to put your head down. That's not, after we've been arguing, don't walk. If you walk towards me and we are arguing, that is a sign of aggression. Sorry. And if you put your head down, you're an idiot. You're lucky he didn't get a DDT, bro. He could have set that dude up for like an RKO. Like, he could have done anything he wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? It's that that dumb culture that's like, you swing. No, you swing. No, I'm going swing. I'm not waiting. Like, that's just how it is.
We're not doing that. All right, you got anything to plug before we go?
I am going to be doing the NFL show with Keith, like, for the backdoor cover. We're going to talk about some lines and potential futures. I think we're going to do it Tuesday. And then, obviously, I'll be doing some kind of college football show this week from Dallas, Texas. Yes. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it live with Ben and Jeff or if I'm just going to wait till Saturday. Because the game's I think the game's a night game on Saturday, but either way, we will have me on hand live when Arkansas beats Texas, and we can get the live reaction from Ben and Jeff.
And of course, rate, subscribe, support the brand in every way you can. All right, everybody, have a great week.
Peace.